Guru Dev, Shishimad, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj, also to all the assembled Vaishnavas. So, I've known Srila Narayan Maharaj for 6 years now, from the time that I first went to Vrindavan. And during the whole time that I've known him, I never imagined that he would come to the West. And neither did he ever give any indication that he would do such a thing. Because he is so deeply immersed in the mood of Braj and the residents of Braj, and there he is daily giving Harikatha, speaking on the glories of the love of Shri Radha and Krishna. And all of the local devotees and residents there, they are very, very much attached to his association. And it is very difficult for them to tolerate, even when he goes out of Braj for a short time, to go to Navadvip Dham or Jagannath Puri. So it was unimaginable to them, or to me, or practically to anyone who knows Srila Narayan Maharaj, that he would leave and come to the West. And certainly there was no desire on his part that he would come here for any personal motive. But rather, it is the indication has come from his Ishtadev, his worshipable deity, Srimati Radhika, and also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as the order of his Gurudev, Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and his Siksha Guru, Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, that he should come to the West. And he has come solely to fulfill the mission which was taken up by Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, which is the same mission which was given to him by his Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, and also the same mission of all our acharyas, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, going back to Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is on the order of all of our acharyas in specific succession, and in particular the order of his Gurudev and Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, that he has now come to the West at this time to fulfill the very mission which they dedicated their lives towards. And it is significant also that he has come in this year, which is the centennial year of Srila Prabhupada. Just as Srila Prabhupada was fully surrendered to carrying out the order which was given to him by his Gurudev, and yet he had no idea exactly how that would transpire, and yet the Lord made all arrangements, and he came just at a particular time and to a particular place where he could have the most success. He came to New York in 1965, and the field was very ripe for him to distribute Krishna consciousness to the whole world. But he did not plan this by his own intelligence. All arrangements were made by his worshipful deity, Shri Radha Krishna, and his Gurudev, for him to come at that particular time. So similarly, although Srila Narayan Maharaj was not planning to come here, all arrangements were made by Srila Prabhupada for him to come, especially at this time, to fulfill his mission. So the significance is that Srila Prabhupada wanted all of his followers whom he gave the seed of Krishna consciousness to actually attain the real essence of what he came to give. And perhaps if Srila Narayana Maharaj had come at another time, the field would not have been so ripe. But now it has been some 20 years after Srila Prabhupada's departure, and devotees have matured in their Krishna consciousness. They have been starving for so many years. They've seen so many setbacks and anomalies that have taken place within the movement for Krishna consciousness. They have been suppressed in so many ways and discouraged from thinking for themselves. But now they have experienced all these things and they can judge for themselves what is something very valuable, what is inspiring for their Krishna consciousness. So our Gurudev Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj has come at this time, and I have witnessed on this tour the transformation that has taken place in so many devotees' lives, how they have become renewed and re-inspired in their Krishna consciousness, how they have felt through his association, the association of Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, how their enthusiasm for advancing in Krishna consciousness has become awakened simply by meeting him and hearing from him Harikatha. So the real mission for which Srila Prabhupada worked so hard for so many years is to give the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, of the teachings of Rupa Goswami, and that is Ragmayi Bhakti, which is leading to Vraj. And that type of bhakti has to be awakened in the association of persons who are tasting that within their hearts. The symptoms of Ragmayi Bhakti are described in Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. So there it is said, Ragatmikaikanishta ye Vrajavasi Janadishu Tesham Bhavasaya Dubdu Vrajadikaravan. But the qualification for obtaining that type of bhakti, which is the eternal condition which is naturally situated in the hearts of the Lord's eternal associates, the Ragatmika Bhaktas of the Lord, the qualification for pursuing that type of bhakti, Tesham Bhav Asaye Lubdo, is greed to obtain that. And what are the symptoms of that greed? Tattad Bhavas Adima Duryas Rute Diryas Apeshtate Natra Shatram Nayuktam Shatalu Bhakti Lakshanam. The symptoms of that greed are that when one hears of the sweet mood and loving devotion of the residents of Braj, either from the books of the Goswamis or by the person who is describing such moods, when one's intelligence becomes captivated by that and no longer dependent on the reasoning or logical arguments of Shastra, that is the symptom of the awakening of such greed. So in my own experience of trying to practice Krishna consciousness, although I had studied and read many times Chaitanya Charitamrita, where these things are described, and also Nectar Devotion, although some little inspiration would be there, but I never directly experienced that my consciousness became possessed of a very intense desire to strive for that in my spiritual life. Rather, I could understand that the motivation or the impetus for my attempt to practice bhakti was the shastra. The shastra is saying, you should do this. If you don't do this, you will be degraded. If you do this, you will obtain a favorable result. So, on the basis of shastra, I was convinced that I should perform bhakti. That is called vaidhi bhakti. But I never experienced that the motivation or impetus for my engagement in bhakti was an intense greed to obtain that same type of devotion which is possessed by the Lord's eternal associates. And yet that is the very thing which Mahaprabhu came to give us. But until I came in contact with Srila Narayan Maharaj, this understanding never came to me. So my practical realization, and not only practical realization, but it is also the statement of the Shastra. Srimad Bhagavatam Saranam Asmadu Rasikayataha Sajatyasayishnigde Sadao Sangha Svatopare. That we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam, not only hear, but taste the meaning. Artha Aswad means to taste the meaning. And Rasikayataha means with the help, with the assistance of Rasik Bhaktas. This is Rupa Goswami's statement. So if we want to enter into Srimad Bhagavatam, we must hear under the direction, under the guidance of a person who is personally realized and tasting the meaning, and then it can be revealed to us. And Sajati Asayishnik De Sadhav Sangha Svatobare. We must associate with sadhus who are more advanced, who are soft-hearted, and who are like-minded. So, this is the statement of the Shastra, and it is my personal realization in my own spiritual life, that without this type of association, this kind of understanding, or the inspiration to hanker for that type of bhakti, in other words, the bhakti which is possessed by the residents of Raj, it never awoken. It was never awoken in my heart. And by the guidance of Srila Narayan Maharaj, by continuously hearing his sweet Harikatha, and also by his personal example, seeing how he deals with everyone, he is capable of inspiring everyone for this type of bhakti. So certainly he has come on the order of Srila Prabhupada in order to fulfill his mission, and he is appealing to everyone on a very individual and personal level to help them to advance in Krishna consciousness, to help them aspire for their soul. So we urge all of you to simply hear with an open heart and to be receptive to this message. And if you do so, you will receive great inspiration for your advancement in Krishna consciousness. Go to Premanandi.
ज्ञानभिरम्भस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनम गौरत्तिशे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वान् प्रणमामि हरिः यं प्रभ्यन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् सायनो विरहकातर्याजुभाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमां तुष्टिम् श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य श्री गौरभक्त हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे
हरे राम
राम हरे offering my less obeisances in the lotus feet of my divine grace Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Bhag Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Bhag Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj How I came to Western country, Sri Navadvip Prabhu has so I don't want to revive again, but I want to tell that. I was penniless like Swamiji when he came to Western country. He came with a kartar and his Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam some parts. And in very short time he has preached our Vedic culture and Vedic knowledge. Especially Gita and Bhagavatam in whole world established so many temples writing so many books in about 40 languages of whole world he has ordered me to come when he was coming first in Western countries but at that time I was serving my Gurudev so could not come but anyhow he has managed to come here first of all I want to tell that I don't know English so much My English is very poor and so lame. But in Hindi, Bengali and all other Indian languages, I can speak freely, expressing my whole mood in them. When I came here, then I learned something to speak. Otherwise, in India, I could not try to speak in English. So, I think that it will be very poor, but yet I am trying to speak in English because I am seeing that all the idioms here know English and especially they are Western countries people. Very little Indian people. Very. So, especially I came to Western countries to take the feet dust of Swamiji, where he came first, and after Los Angeles, Houston, he has come also in San Francisco, he also Los Angeles, New York. in London,
Manor, and so many places even.
In Australia, and so many places. So I thought that if he manages to come to Western countries, I should take the peace dust, because where he has gone, all the places have become so much tirtha, separate places. I know that the places we are called sacred, they are not sacred if there are no Vaishnavas. So Vrindavan is so sacred, but if there are no any bona fide rasi and bhakta, then it is not so powerful. So where the feet are dust of any bona fide Vaishnava and having so much powerful energy from his holy master and Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, certainly this is a very sacred place. So first my mission was to take the chief guest of Sun and to realize how in a very little time he spread all these missions everywhere. What is Ved? What is Gita? What are the Upanishads? And what are the essence of all these things? In a very, very simple word, not philosophical, so word, very simple word. You know that Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all the Vedas, Quran, Upanishads, Smriti, Shruti, Gita, everything. Nigamakalpataroorgalitangphalam sukhamukhad amritravasanyutam pivat bhagvatam rasamalayam moraho rasika bhubibhavka. The third or fourth slok, third slok perhaps. Very important issue. He has told that. You should know that Parikshit Maharaj was a very learned king, emperor. He was so powerful. He was so learned. You can know his glorification by this, that Krishna has taken him in his lap and he has stepped Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of his mother and always protected. Sukhdev Goswami and Vyasa have no so fortunate that Krishna can take them in his lap. So he was not less than Sukhdev Goswami or Vyas or Narad. I think he was so much fortunate than them also, because he was very close, near and dear relation to Krishna. So one day he went out for hunting or anywhere he was going, and he became so thirsty. He came to a rishi and told that, "I want to take water. I'm so thirsty." He was in samadhi, you know, samadhi. Body is here, but mind and heart were within the lotus feet of Krishna, not here. So he could not know that who has come and what he is telling. So he could not give water. And they became angry that I have come to his heart, and he is not welcoming me. and not eating butter. How is this age? Like in these days. So he took a serpent and got his neck 3 times. And he went away. In the meantime, his son, only the age of 5, he heard that anyone has given serpent his neck. Though it was dead serpent, he saw there, and he became angry. Who has done this? Now the wealthy person, those who are kshatriyas, they think to be emperor of the whole world and controller. Now they have forget Sanatana Dharma. They are thinking that we are monarch of all, we are controller. But they don't know that they are the dogs serving the kitchen of Thakurji. They should think this, that we are dogs to save. But now they have become masters. So I gave a lesson to him and saying, so naked boy of 5 years, and he took some water and cursed him. After 7th day, the serpent will come and bite you. Anyone cannot save you. And he began to weep, sitting in the laps of his father. After some time, his father awoke from samadhi. Oh, why you are crying and weeping? Oh, father, see, anyone has given this dead serpent in your neck? Why you cursed him? He asked his boy. You are not Brahmin. Brahmin should be tolerant. They have this quality that they have to tolerate. But you have no patience to tolerate. You are not Kshatriya. You are not Brahmin. But you are a son of Brahmin. You have done so wrong. He repeated him, and then he called it a student and told him to go to Parikshit Maharaj and tell that on 7th day a serpent will come and you will die. He will bite you and you must die. Anyone cannot save you. When he heard this, he became so happy. And instead of becoming, this is not a curse, but it is benediction. Krishna has come apparently to me. Because now I realize that we should do bhajan and try to realize that who am I? Why I have come to this world? Whole wealth of this Vishwa world cannot satisfy me. It cannot give me happiness. To anyone, you will have to leave this world in day or 2 days. We should know that this body is not my soul. My soul is eternal, part and parcel of Krishna. If anyone brings this world and not realizing all these things, then he is like an animal, more than animal. So I wanted to do bhajan, to practice bhakti, but I was saying that, oh, from tomorrow I will do, again tomorrow I will begin bhakti. But I never we did. Now I have to give up everything, my father, mother, wife, children and kingdoms and every wealth, and he put up his crown and royal dresses and he sat down on the bank of sacred Ganges. In the meantime, in a moment, so many rishis like Vyas, Narad, Kabihabi, Naujagendra, Gautam Vasishtha, all at once came from different parts of whole world. He did pranam to all. At that time was no wireless or anything. Nothing there was. But how they came? No use of aeroplane or anything. They can go to this world, that world, heaven, more than that. They can go to Vaikunth, Golok, Vrindavan, everywhere they can go. So at once they collected there. Srila Parikshit Maharaj very honorably he requested to answer two questions. The persons who are dying at once, in a moment, they are lying down for this. What they should do? And the persons who are not dying, but they will die tomorrow or day after tomorrow or in 100 years or 500 years, they must die. Even Brahma will have to die. What to tell of all these persons? So I want to know what they should do. So two prominent questions. A person who is dying just now, what he should do? And the person who will die, those who have taken birth, they must die. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityu dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. Gita, Bhagavad, Ved, Upanishad, all tell like this. Anyone cannot be said. In the meantime, all are telling that you should do samadhi, you should do dhyan, meditation, you should give charity, you should do this and that. In the meantime, Sukadeva Goswami came there. He was quite naked, age about 16. And he was very happy. Some women clapping, seeing this mad person. They thought that he is a mad person and clapping. Some joking and boys, so many boys, they are pursuing him and taking the dust of us and they were doing like this. But when he came near us, Parikshit Maharaj and all the members of the rishis, they stood up and they welcomed and they took him to Vidyavyasa Ashram. And he apologized and then requested to answer the two questions. Then he told the person who is dying just now. Then he should take Krishna Nam, Ram Nam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
If he cannot chant more, oh Krishna, Radhe, Radhe. If he cannot more, then he can tell Ram, Ram. If a man is going stool, minute, is stool, passing, lose motion and all other things. He is not sacred at that time. He has not taken bath, nothing. Only one Ram Nam will do, Narayana. Like Ajamil, at once. He will be set from day, at once. And he can have salvation. More than that, he can have Vaikuntha. And it is, his body is to Ram, Radharaman Ram. Aradha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jai. So Ram denotes Aradha Raman Ram also. So if Hari mood is there, then we will go to Vrindavan. A Tulsi, leaf of Tulsi, Gangaja, should be given to them. And he should speak Ram. If he cannot speak, then we can tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram in his ear and give pour one drop of charanamrita. If he cannot take tulsi, you can have a tulsi and give here or keep here. It will do. Magically it will do. Light. Valmiki, light. Ajamin, like so many persons, it is so powerful. You know that, perhaps you don't know, that where Ram Nam is chanting anyone, then Hanuman will come, surely Hanuman. He has lakhs and lakhs mouth, he has lakhs and lakhs ears, lakhs and lakhs body, like Ram. And when you will tell Harikatha, the pastimes of Ram or Krishna, he will surely come. He may come in a body of very black person, also Kushta, leprosy, like leprosy person, he will come. And he will sit in the lodge. And patiently hear all these things. Once Narad was going anywhere and he saw that a wild maker, daily, always doing oil, doing making oil. He has no time to chant Ramna. Now told that you will have to go in hell. Why you are not chanting Ram? He told, I have no time at all. When you go to soul, what you do? Nothing. At that time you can do. So yes, from today I will do this. And he went to soul in the jungle and began to do Ram, Ram, Ram. At once Hanuman came and he saw that he is not sacred, he has not taken bath and going to his soul and taking Harinam. So he kicked very powerfully. But he was feeling Ram Ram as if nothing has been done. When Hanuman used to give a kick to Ravan, he used to fell down on the earth, rolling on the earth, having taken mouth in his mouth, earth, dust. Also to Kumkan, he was more bigger than now. But he used to fall down. But for this person, nothing was done. He was astonished. So, why? I have kicked him so powerfully, but he has no response.
thinking he went to the palace of Ram in Ayodhya, and in night he saw that Ram was doing like means pulling plants everywhere. He went to Ram and did pranam and told that, "Oh Prabhu, why you are doing so? I think there must be some pain." He replied, "You have done this and you are coming to ask me that how it has come. You have kicked me so powerfully, my ear something broken or not, I cannot say, but I have so much pain." He told that, "I have never kicked you, never, never, never. Oh, you know that my name and myself is same thing. Krishna and Krishna himself, they are not two, no difference at all. One thing. Moreover, we can tell that Krishna is more powerful than Krishna himself. Ram Nam is so powerful than Ram himself. Ram has liberated 23 persons like Sabari and all others. But name is eternal. For all, Ram and Krishna cannot do kripa to any wretched person and those who are so much sinful. But name, for all it is so sulabh, easy. Anyone can do. A sadhu muni can do. Even a third class bogus person who is so much wretched and he is sinful, but yet he can do Ramna and Krishna. So these are powerful. You know the history that when a breeze was going to go to Lanka, breeze was going on, and all the monkeys and there bringing so much big stones, and Nalli used to tell Hari Ram Ram and to touch, and they began to
float
on the water. Thus the bridge was constructing. When it was in the end, it was to be completed, then Ram thought that all the monkeys giving these stones to Nalli, and they are touching and telling Ram Ram, and they are floating. I should try and I should examine that what becomes if I touch and fall in the sea. So when some far away in bushes, and he took a stone and he fell down. So in the sea. And it was sunk. In the meantime, Hanuman came, "Oh Prabhu, where you are? What you are doing?" He told, "That is, why you came this time?" "I simply came." Hanuman told that, "I was saying that where you have, I was searching you here and there, because the bridge is completed, and this bridge is toward Sri Lanka." Ram told that, "I was saying that you all making the bridge, telling the name of Ram, my name, and keeping in the water, and they are floating, but I took a stone and threw out, and it sank." Hanuman said, "No, nothing to worry, nothing to worry. Because we are chanting name and touching and they are floating. And if you will take anyone and throw out, you will not save him, no mercy to them, and you will throw out, then that will surely, that will get, go down in the water so deep. What is that deep ocean? Endless sea of birth and death, sorrow and suffering. So that is stone. So the name of Krishna,
the name of
all the names are of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram.
All names are of Krishna. So they are so powerful. So he told that at once we should give, try to tell that person that you should tell Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna. And if he cannot chant, then we should do in his ear, if we chant in civil, except from the death and all sufferings and sorrow. So he had told all these things in Valmiki, in Ajamil Upakhyan, and in the last he has done conclusion in 12th canto at the last slok. Etat nirvidyamananam ichchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nipnirnitam hare namanukirtanam. The essence of all the Vedas, Upanishads, is Krishna name, no doubt at all. And if anyone has some time, it is not certain that he will die tomorrow or day after tomorrow or within 100 years or after that, then he should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. He should hear. And he should follow.